What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here with another installment of the 2-Minute Drill. It's Cinco de Mayo, and the Browns doing some celebrating of their own as they brought in 12 players in the 2015 NFL Draft. And I had the opportunity to sit down with General Manager Ray Farmer yesterday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford, and we talked about the draft, how different it was for him in year two, saying he felt so much more comfortable and so much more comfortable with his draft board and the way the draft fell, being patient. And Farmer even alluded to the fact that he thought everybody the Browns drafted ended up being a steal where they got him.
I'm shocked by almost all of them. I really am. I when you looked up and we had debates about taking guys at different spots and different realms, and he's not going to be there, and you don't know. You don't know how anybody views their board. Like, when you go through it, I don't know what another team truly is thinking. And so you see it all the time. Guys get spooked, and you're like, that guy, he ain't making it there. So you do what we did with Xavier Cooper. We got to go get him. If we don't go get him now, he'll never be available. So you make those moves, and you think you have to make them. The ironic part about it is that the patience paid off in our favor this year. I mean, I've been a part of drafts where you're being patient, and then you get shot at the last second, and then you lament that you didn't go get the guy that you wanted to get. We just kind of sat. You kind of got an idea of team needs, and it allows you to be a little bit more patient. At least from my perspective, it felt like that this year.
It's always good when the value intersects where you have a guy on your draft board in the Browns. Thought in Cam Irving, they got a top 10 player in this draft at number 19. They were thrilled with that. They thought Xavier Cooper has a chance to be a big-time impact player. That's why they traded up and got him. Couldn't believe he was on the board. And then he talked about Vince Maley, the wide receiver out of Washington State. I know all you Dog Pound members are excited about the wide receiver position. And what he said about Maley is that he compares him to a big-time NFL player, but he wouldn't say the name because he didn't want to put too much pressure on him. Well, I said Anquan Boldin, because that's what I've heard from a couple scouts who watch the Pac-12, and he got a big grin on his face. So let's hope Maley can become an Anquan Boldin for this Cleveland Browns team in the near future. You can catch our entire interview from Browns Daily with Ray Farmer on the Browns app and ClevelandBrowns.com at your leisure. So be sure to check it out. 20 minutes of great stuff with the Browns GM. Again, happy Cinco de Mayo. Be safe out there, everybody. And thanks for watching another edition of the 2-Minute Drill.